Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We have with us today Dr. Gary Wood, who is giving us a witness of all places, the throne room of God. The Spirit of God was on him yesterday, so now we're going to have to pick up Gary again, and I know the Holy Ghost will help you.
Well, I get lost sometimes in heaven, and my wife, when I'm talking about him, and my wife says, Earth to Gary, because that
place... We want you to stay up there today.
That place, Sister Billy, is far more genuine, far more real to me than any place here on Earth. And I've been to Silver City, or Dollar City, and I've been to Astrodome and Astroworld and all those places, and they're beautiful creations of fun activity that man has designed and made. There's no place like this place called heaven. Our Heavenly Father's designed it. And you talked about the love. The love is just flowing. It's just, it consumes you. It overwhelms you. The atmosphere is the air and you that you breathe is the purest air I've ever breathed. Up here on Prayer Mountain, there's an air that's far different than in the city where I live with all the pollution. Mm-hmm. It's a pure quality of air up here. But that air is air that just gives you life. His light flows through you, and his light is coming out of you constantly, displaying his love to you. Well, around the throne, I saw the 24 elders, and they represent the 12 patriarchs of the Old Testament and the 12 apostles of the New Testament. Now, some of them I saw. And I described Paul. I saw him. He was short. I saw some others, but I witnessed them.
Were they there in the throne room? Paul, was he in the throne room when you saw him, or did you see him later?
They were there in the throne room when I saw
him. The 24 elders were.
The 24 elders were. Paul, I saw later.
You saw later.
I saw it at another time.
Yeah.
But the 24 elders were there, and they had these white robes on.
White robes.
And they had golden crowns, and they would take these crowns, and they would throw them down at God's feet. Now, while I was there in the throne room, I saw angels. And these angels in the Bible are referred the King James Version doesn't really give an accurate description. It says beast, and so we get this idea.
It's not at all.
It's not that way. It is a living creature. I think you said?
Zoa.
Z-O-A.
Comes from life.
Yes, that's what it is. And they stand upright, and they have eyes all circling around them, completely circling around them. They have six wings with and they're constantly hovering around. They're cherubims. They're constantly magnifying God. And along with the 24 elders, they'll say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come." And they'll sing music. You have a background in music. I have a background in music. It's pure, unadulterated, no sharp, no flat, pure
tone of quality
that you just have to experience it to be able to try to describe it.
When I heard an angel sing one time, and 11 people heard the same angel sing, I would say it was bell-like. It had a clarity like a bell sound. It was a singing sound and a voice, but it was so pure.
Yes. That's what I felt, just the purity. And these Zoas, they are constantly hovering around, and they have six wings. And with two wings, they fold their wings. With two wings, they fly. And with two wings, I saw them carrying these golden bowls that just look like a rounded kind of golden bowl.
And he's describing a pretty good-sized bowl, I would say, like a mixing bowl.
It is. It's a good-sized bowl. Uh-huh. And they would from that, have water coming out of it. Out of the bowl. It's just kind of like, not like a river, but it was just like water, like a
flowing over the sides,
mm-hmm. and a little trickle and a little mist. So they would fly up, and they would go into this atmosphere again of this breath that's just pure, presence of God.
The breath of God.
Mm-hmm. And they would go into it, and they would kneel and present these golden bows. Now, there are lightning flashes. There are thunder rolls and peals. They're going on all the time, but there's no fear in connection with that. It's not like a lightning flash that you fear here upon the earth. They take those golden bowls, and they lay them down there. And I asked my friend, I said, now, what are they doing? I said, what is that? And John says, he says, that's the tears of the saints on the earth below. And he said, every time that you, and it'd be later, because I was only 18 years old. Mm-hmm. I wasn't a Bible scholar or anything. Mm-hmm. But I was just 18 years old. And later I'd read where God does take our tears. The angels cup them.
And they save our prayers.
They save our prayers. Many and I those, saw that, the
yeah,
prayers.
And I think many of those tears were probably shed in intercession
absolutely.
And prayer.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I saw then, the next thing I saw was what looked to me like dry ice billowing
out. What was
out.
That?
Well, that was coming out of these bowls.
Uh-huh.
And I asked my friend, I said, what is that? And they were presenting it up there to God, the
to
angels
the Father.
Were.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what's that? And he said, that's the praises of God's people on the earth below and in heaven above. So it was all
working
our prayers.
Together.
It was
yeah.
all our prayers. It was uh-huh. the tears when the intercessors begin to mm-hmm. pray and they shed the tears and they're there. And then we begin to enter over and we praise God. When we're magnifying and praising God, angels come in the midst of that and they come and they take all that praise
oh.
and then they take it right up.
Present it to the Father.
Present it to the Father. And I tell people all the time, doesn't that make you want to praise God more enthusiastically
yes.
than you've ever praised Him before?
Praise God.
It makes
God.
Me want to just praise Him because I know angels are gathering all that praise and taking it directly
hallelujah.
To the Father on my behalf.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
And so that's what I'm seeing. And I'm getting so excited and being there then we come out of that area. My friend takes me out of that area, and I've got to back up because I've got to get some more intimate things here. First of all, from that area, before I can move on, I've got to say from God's throne, directly from God's throne, flows down from the very
uh-huh.
center of God's throne, what the Bible calls the river
yes.
of life. I don't want to miss this. And it diversifies into the 12 different foundations.
Oh.
See there's 12 foundations, all these different levels, all these different streets. And so the river of life flows down and into those streets. And on either side of all those 12 foundations is the river of life flowing out. And there are trees.
Mm-hmm.
And these trees would take 10 men. Now, I'm a pretty good-sized man. I'm at least 250 pounds. I'm a pretty good boy. And
pretty
take
tall,
at least,
too. Mm-hmm.
And I'm tall. It'd take about 10 men my size
mm-hmm.
or bigger, arm to arm, to go around these trees, to go around, put their arms around these trees. These trees bear forth fruit. The fruit is 12 different distinct types of fruit. I never saw any fruit like this on earth. When you eat the fruit, you become the fruit. Now, I used to say that, Sister Billy, and I would just move on real quickly, and people thought I meant you become fruity. So I had to stop and explain what I'm talking about. When you eat that fruit, it's like instant light. It's like instantly you walk into a room, it's dark, a light switch comes on. You see. It's like you understand, comprehend, the juice flows, the juice drops on your clothes, but it doesn't give any stain. The juice, you drop the core, it evaporates. There's nothing there to defile the city. But you suddenly understand things that you didn't understand. I'm clothed then in a garment. The garment is in three areas. It's first of all, velvet. Contoured.
You got a new garment?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
It's contoured to my body. It's velvet. The second one is linen. It's contoured to my body. And the third garment is a sleeveless garment that looks like what the high priest wears when he enters into the Holy of Holies. On this garment, Sister Billy, on this third garment.
Now, you're talking outward, going outward?
Yes, ma'am.
The first one inside.
The first are inside.
It's velvet.
Velvet.
And then out of that is linen. And then out of that is?
It's just a sleeveless garment.
Uh-huh.
That
yeah.
is around it, that you
like
put
a, like
on.
Like a outer, an ephod.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, uh-huh. ma'am. And it kind of like this, yes. They can't see it on the radio, but it's like the old
vest I have on.
Vest you have mm-hmm. on. But on this vest, ephod, or it's like the high priest, is all kinds of recognition, awards, decorations, whatever you want to call it, of what you did on earth. So
badges almost.
The only way I can explain it is everybody
or military honor.
It's like military honors uh-huh. and like what you are in the army. You know, you're a sergeant, a mm-hmm. Lieutenant. Okay, you'll know you were Billy Graham Bible teacher. I'm Gary Wood evangelist, and I don't know how, but there's that decoration.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Hagin, mm-hmm. Prophet of God.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just know that. Mm-hmm. Kenneth Copeland, mm-hmm. Gloria Copeland, mm-hmm. Bible teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that. It's a decoration. And I'll be honest with you, and I think this comes from the judgment seat
of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Previous, where mm-hmm. you're receiving.
Awarded there.
Awarded mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
And I can't be dogmatic about that. I'm just saying that's mm-hmm. what I believe, mm-hmm. and that's what I mm-hmm. saw. Then I went down into the river, in the river, picked up golden nuggets bigger than my fist. I tell people, if you got a problem with prosperity, you're going to be miserable in heaven. I was then, the water rose all the way over me until it totally consumed me.
Now, this is the river.
This is the river of life.
Uh-huh.
In the river, you can actually think and transmit a thought.
Mm-hmm.
When I went into the river with my garment on, and let me just say, I could tell that you were a woman, I was a man, but there was no drawing to male or female mm-hmm. body parts.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're going to be clothed with the glory of God. We're mm-hmm. just going to look mm-hmm. upon each other in the realm of the glory. And then I went and was in the river, had a wonderful time in the river. You breathe the atmosphere of the river. I was lifted up out of the water, stood on the other side, and saw a host, a multitude of people. And they were all singing, all hail, the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem, and crown him, Lord, Lord of all. And I asked my friend, why are they singing hymn number 132 in the Baptist hymnal on the earth below? And he said, Gary, all songs of the Spirit originate in heaven.
Hallelujah, Gary. We're going to have to stop again. Praise God. Glory to God. You'll think about heaven when you sing that song every time. And so we're here, and we're going to have to say goodbye for the week, but we will be back next week. Gary has written a book, A Place Called Heaven. You can write him, send an offering to Post Office Box 1649, Sugar Land, Texas, 77487. Shalom. Now, what do you think about the weather?